on Thanksgiving Day, when President Trump called military troops serving our nation around the world, he engaged the commander of the USS Ronald Reagan, an aircraft carrier, in a rather strange, but I believe revealing conversation. The president raised the issue of which catapult is more effective for jettisoning planes off the decks of aircraft carriers. For many years, the steam catapults have been the technology of choice. But as in all things, technology has been advancing. And now the Navy is refining the use of electromagnetic aircraft launch system. And yes, there have been problems and delays. But once refined, the Navy recognizes that this new system will be more effective, requiring fewer personnel to operate, and will result in cost savings. But President Trump wasn't having any of it. He commented to the commander that steam is very reliable, and the electromagnetic, I mean, unfortunately, you have to be Albert Einstein to really work it properly. Well, I'm not sure if it was sarcasm or disbelief, but the commander responded to the president by saying, "You sort of have to be Albert Einstein to run the nuclear power plants that we have here as well, but we're doing that very well." It strikes me that President Trump's comment was similar to a comment made by a spokesperson from the American Enterprise Institute while on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. The spokesperson was on to discuss the issue of climate change. She began her comment by saying, "I'm not a scientist, but..." Both the spokesperson and the president fall into the same category. Neither are scientists or engineers, but both are determined to talk about issues that they are not knowledgeable about. When one begins the conversation by saying, "I'm not a scientist, but," they should just stop talking. To have a non-scientist expound about climate change is insulting to the tens of thousands of scientists who work in that field, and to the general public that is now having to deal with extreme weather that is the result of human-made climate change. Just this past week, the federal government issued a major report, 1,600 pages, detailing the growing impact of climate change. The report, authored by 13 agencies, says that climate change poses a severe threat to people's health, our national infrastructure, and the nation's economy. But much like the spokesperson, who isn't a scientist but had an opinion on why the climate change report wasn't accurate, President Trump said on Monday, just days after the report was issued, that he didn't believe it. It is disheartening to realize that we are living at the most scientifically advanced time in human history, and yet we have a president and his administration that ignores the science. Remember, President Trump has already pulled the United States out of the Paris Climate Change Treaty, and his administration is rolling back Obama-era environmental regulations. While there are those who have a political agenda that drives them to deny climate change, we as a nation cannot ignore it. This is clearly a threat that is already wreaking havoc and will only continue to grow worse. Putting our heads in the sand and allowing doublespeak to set national policy is not acceptable. I'm not a politician, but I am a citizen, and I believe we all have a responsibility to speak out and to be counted and to demand our government addresses climate change. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.